Welcome back to Two-Way Talk here on Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. Folks, there has been a lot of talk about booster shots. We are constantly on this program really beating the drum that people, the way to really curb this crisis is get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, there is a GoVax community vaccination clinic where you can get vaccinated, you can get your booster shot from Pfizer. I am very excited because this is really the first time in the city that they are offering, people are getting opportunities to get the booster shot. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. We're blessed to have with us Greta Willis, co-founder and president of the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation. Greta Willis, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Good evening. Thank you so much. And it is truly a pleasure to be here with you all.
It's great to have you here with us. Now, there's been a lot of talk about these booster shots, and people have really just not known where they're going to get them, when they're going to be available. Well, this Saturday, you all are making booster shots, the Pfizer booster shot, available to people. Tell us about the event and how people can get the booster and get vaccinated as well, obviously.
Awesome. Again, thank you for having me. My name is Reverend Dr. Greta Willis, and I am the CEO and co-founder of the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation, along with my husband, Mark Willis. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, we will be having the booster shots, our community vaccination clinic in our community. That's the Mount Olivet community in the 300 block of Font Hill Avenue. That's in zip code 21223. From 12 noon to 4 p.m., we'll have the Pfizer as well as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine available. And most of all, for the booster shots, these will be the first that will be administered in the city and a mass release in the community. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to having all those ages 65 years and older and also vulnerable individuals.
So now 12 to 17-year-olds need to have parental presence, so they can't just show up, those young people 12 to 17 can't just show up without a parent or a guardian to be considered for vaccination or, to be considered for vaccination.
That is correct. For the 12 to 17-year-olds, they will need an adult to be present with them to receive their Pfizer vaccination. And we are truly looking forward and gearing towards the young people because that's one of the things that our foundation does. You know, we are community-led, building a unified Baltimore, and our main focus is on the youth. So we're bringing the youth together collaboratively, bring about unified change in the community. So bringing the community together and having our young people being vaccinated, it is a great thing.
Now, we've heard a lot of conditions to get the booster. A lot of people want it. I'm in line with my sleeve rolled up. I'm ready for my booster. But is there a time limit? Do you need to wait a certain amount of time since you got your vaccination before you get your booster? What are the provisions that we want to warn people about when it comes to the booster? I'm so glad that you all are making these available to folks this Saturday.
Well, with the booster shots, it's supposed to be 6 months after your initial vaccination. Mm. So anyone 65 and older and also with that compromised immune system that you are eligible to receive the booster.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you are I know that you have to have underlying conditions to be able to receive it before everybody else. Suppose you are caring for an elder that has underlying conditions. Would that caretaker be eligible for the booster?
If they meet those guidelines of the 65 years old and with the compromised system.
Okay.
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 Yep, that's a broad group, but they really need to figure out if they meet these criteria to get the booster.
It's just kind of funny how the criteria change? Because I got the boost. I got the initial shot early because I was taking care of my mom, mm-hmm. who was 85, and my aunt, who was 79.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to go in with them and get my shot. I'm just wondering why, mm-hmm. you know, the booster's not administered the same way.
Now, Dr. Willis, what vaccinations are going to be available this Saturday?
This Saturday.
It's not going to be all all three standard vaccinations, correct?
It'll be Pfizer as well as Johnson & Johnson vaccine mm-hmm. as well as the booster.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So Moderna will not be given.
Correct.
Okay,
not
great.
The Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wonderful. So let's give the
address
again and the time. And if there is a website or something that people need to go to register, let's give that to them as well.
Certainly. It is at Kevin's Garden of Peace on Saturday, September the 25th, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. in the 300 block of Font Hill Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and that zip code is 21223. They can go to KevinLCooperFoundation.org and register. We do have a registry there, and they can pre-register as well at www.MarylandVax.org. Appointment in 9237-4016.
Mm-hmm.
6-9.
Mm.
So, we'll also be offering rides, lift rides mm-hmm. for seniors and anyone else who is in need of a ride to receive their vaccines as well as the boosters.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that on the website as well, that you can receive a ride there to receive your vaccines. And some of the incentives mm-hmm. that will be offered, we will have bags of groceries well as PPE supplies and light bulbs to give to all that are there.
Mm. So, folks, you really need to evaluate whether or not you are ready for your booster, or maybe you need to get the vaccination, the J&J and the Pfizer vaccination. They are available this Saturday at this wonderful event. Now, Dr. Willis, could you tell us about the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation and what is the mission of your foundation?
Yes. Well, the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation is a community-led organization,
mm-hmm.
and what we do, we build a unified Baltimore, and it's our foundation mobilizes residents within Baltimore City to collaborate as unified voices for change, and that's what we all want to see is great change
mm-hmm.
within our communities, especially in the realm of addressing youth violence.
Almost definitely.
As well as the hesitancy of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Our foundation advocates for solutions to gun violence and more workforce development opportunities for young people and increased knowledge of how our young people can live in a clean and safe environment.
Mm.
The Kevin L. Cooper Foundation is named after our son, Kevin L. Cooper, who was murdered on August the 12th of 2006 at the age of 14. That's why our central focus is towards young people,
mm-hmm.
building and young people in the community and providing job opportunities for them. We also have scholarships, $500 scholarships, as well as $100 scholarships for them as well for achievement awards. And we also provide a five-week free summer camp that is led out of our ministry, the Pillar Worship Center in Southwest Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer as well a grief support group at an elementary school that targets young people who have been affected by trauma, grief, and violence.
Wow, you cover a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, our young people are our future.
Yes,
and when we speak about our future, it starts with the youth. And we're starting with the youth and teaching them and opening up a pathway for the young people, then mm-hmm. we will have a better future. So that's where we start, is increasing the knowledge of our young people, that their lives will be better, that they can go on to be productive citizens.
So in addition to all the wonderful work that you all are doing, this Saturday at the Kevin's Garden of Peace, 300 Font Hill Avenue, right here in Baltimore, free vaccinations and your Pfizer booster shots. If you are 12 to 17 years old, you will need an adult present in order for you to take advantage of the vaccinations that are being given. And if you need to register, you just go to the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation and register so that you can be on the list and take advantage of the great opportunities and the things that are going on this Saturday. Reverend Dr. Greta Willis, where's my note? Co-founder, president of the Kevin L. Cooper Foundation. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving out this wonderful information. And thanks for all of the wonderful work your foundation is doing for young people in our city.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to bring this information to all the citizens of Baltimore. Because in the wake of our young people being shot in a massive amount in the past couple mm-hmm. weeks, we'll also be having Rowing for Change, having a simulator of rowing, teaching young people how to row and to understand the process of rowing. And rowing is teamwork. Mm-hmm. So bringing them together as a team, that's another way of teaching them conflict resolution as well as working in a team. That's everything that we do from the foundation is free. Mm-hmm. May it be free food, school supplies that we so readily give out, shoes and clothing that is given, that is all is free for all.
Could you give the website for the foundation again, please?
It is Kevin L. Cooper Foundation.org.
Mm. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Greta Willis. Thanks for being with us tonight. Good luck on Saturday.
And I thank you. Remember, 300 Font Hill Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21223, between 12 noon and 4 p.m.
Kevin's Garden of Peace.
Thank you
so much. So you and I have talked several times about the need for vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And we even have someone who is on our program with us every week. And he says he caught COVID. As soon as he is well, he said he is going to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So we know that this is not done. This is not over with.
Yeah, so it looks like that me and you are not the only ones that's having this conversation, because so far we've had like three people on the show that are sponsoring events or more
mm-hmm.
that are sponsoring events that are giving people vaccines. So there's really no excuse for people not to get vaccinated. And I was down at the VA hospital today, and they turned the whole cafeteria into a vaccination center.
Wow, really?
Yes. That took away all the seats to eat. But anyway, but it was good to see that they made the whole cafeteria a vaccination center.
And I'm telling you, I'm excited about it because things started to slow down. People mm-hmm. weren't being vaccinated, and people really weren't sure. And we had the health commissioner from Baltimore City on the program. She was so helpful in saying, go to our website. There are lots of places mm-hmm. where you can get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And now with this Kevin L. Cooper Foundation doing this GoVax event mm-hmm. on Saturday, you can get at least two of the vaccinations
and the booster,
yep. Which I have not heard of it being available anywhere in the city. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, if you need your booster, if you want the booster, get the booster this Saturday.
And your shot.
Just go get your shot if you want to get it.
Yeah, I think that we would have been in a better situation if people had either stepped up and took the shot.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't want to get it, that's fine. Then wear your mask. But I honestly think that we took our mask off too quick.
Way too quick.
And I mean, when they said, take them off, honey, people took
them off.
Ripped them off. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was in the Giant, I think, the second day after they said take them off, and people were just walking around with no mask on. And that was way before.
No.
Yeah, not me.
Did you see in the news there was a restaurant owner outside of Houston, really inside of Houston, who sent his waitress over to tell two guests who had masks on to take their masks off. He said that he owns that restaurant and he doesn't want people in his restaurant wearing masks. That seems like the most asinine thing I have ever heard in my life. I mean, talk about free choice, and he's not even letting people have a choice on whether or not they're going to wear masks.
Right, exactly.
That's just horrible.
That's terrible with a whole, and he probably didn't have it set up like a lot of restaurant people. They have been the hardest hit in this pandemic.
Oh, they sure have.
And so they're trying to do anything they can to keep their restaurants going, you know, or not shut down again. So every restaurant that I've been in, it has a plastic thing in the middle of the seats.
Yep.
All their waitresses and workers have on masks. And the door says, wear a mask until you're seated.
Yep.
So I think that restaurant owners in particular are trying their hardest. And even major chains now are telling people to please, like people walking in Walmart, they're telling them, we would rather you put your mask on. It's not mandated, but we would rather you put your mask on. I've seen it happen twice where somebody just walked past a person and ignored them. And then I've seen it where people have put their mask on because, I mean, I think it's a good suggestion.
I went to dinner with Kevin Brown and some of my friends this week, and we were out in Baltimore County. And I have to tell you, at the restaurant where we went, we were in the minority with our mask on when we came in and we went to our chair, our seats. There was no one with masks on.
Yeah.
We took, I believe, again, this is just my opinion, we took these masks off way too soon.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're trying to get people to put them back on.
Yeah.
They're not ready to put them back on because they were tired of them
from the beginning.
And when they say, take them off and we're back to normal, people took them at their word.
And I think that if they had waited for the numbers in vaccinations to go up, and not made people feel so secure that they could take their masks off, then they should have told us to take the masks off after that.
You know, I think that we're going to find a situation, and I think the governor's going to have to take a position here. And I think he's saying, no, let the locals, let you do it by jurisdiction, county by county. They're going to be looking to the governor for more leadership on this. When we had the gentleman on from Baltimore County, he said, Julian Jones, he said, we're headed in the wrong direction.
Right.
We are going in the wrong direction. And so we've got to reevaluate. And now Baltimore County reinstituted the state of emergency in the county. You cannot, that means that the eviction moratorium's back in place. All of the provisions of the state of emergency in Baltimore County are back in place.
Yeah. And I think I said this weeks and weeks ago that at some point the governor is going to have to backpedal.
Oh, he's going to have to.
He's going to have to backpedal on saying that. I mean, I don't know how he can. I don't know if he can put it in somebody else's hands to do it. But if he leaves it up to the people, they're not going to do it on their own. No, they're not going to do it on their own. And we're going to be set back. And now the flu is coming up.
Yeah.
They're advising people to take their flu shots now.
This is scary.
Now. You know, they're saying get your flu shot early. Like this is a layaway plan. No, you need to get your flu shot early. But, yeah, I think we're going in the wrong direction. And I'm curious to see how the fall months will play out with the flu coming on top of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, there was a study done just recently, and they released it yesterday. We're going to try to get, his name is Dr. Milton, try to get him on next week to explain what's going on. But evidently, this Delta variant is so much easier to transmit than COVID-19.
Yeah.
And that you've got to wear your mask perfectly.
Yes.
Because the germs are in the air. And if you don't have your mask on correctly, you're going to, and honestly, I'm saying this for unvaccinated people.
Yeah.
You're going to catch this Delta variant. Right. And the people who are dying now, I think they said there were already up to close to 500,000 people have
terrible.
Died of just the Delta variant.
Right.
Not
and
the
we got
COVID-19.
A new one out.
Yeah, and we have a new one coming out. I think it's called the Mu variant.
Mu, yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, we have got to stay on top of this. We cannot relax on this, and we can't pretend like everything's back to normal, because it's not.
It is not back to normal. It is not. Maybe in your community.
Think of your children. Yeah. Think of your children.
I think people are so relaxed. I think people are so relaxed because it may be in their community. They know what each other are doing. Maybe they know what each other are doing. And, you know, because in my neighborhood, we might talk to each other.
That's right. You're familiar.
Right. And maybe they feel safe in that environment, but you're not going to be safe in another environment going to a concert. As much as I want to go to a concert, I just can't
do
pull myself to do it.
And I can't get on a plane. I know a lot of people are just crisscrossing around the country. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on a plane. If I can drive, I will drive before I do that, or get on a train.
Get on the train.
Yeah.
I can sit and...
You can get a room by yourself.
And shut the door.
And
not let anybody in or out until you're getting ready to get off the plane. Get off the train.
Yeah, and it seems like we are putting ourselves back into the situation we were in when this first started.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am. I'm putting myself back in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller who wants to join us. Roscoe's on the line. Roscoe, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
I'm just asking, I got one quick question for some information.
Okay.
Now, I've had the visor, right? Both shots of the visor. My question is, I hear people talking about the booster shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they refer to it as a third shot. My question is the material that's in the booster shot, is it different from what was in the first shot or second shot? Or is the booster shot just another dose of what was in the first shot and second shot?
I don't know. I'm not a medical professional. But honestly, I think it is the same thing that was in the initial shot.
I know that the doctor that came on here before said that we should not consider it a third shot.
But he said they're two different things.
Yeah.
The third shot is different
from
the
booster shot. So, and I'm not, I don't know. We'll get
an answer for you, Roscoe.
We'll definitely find an answer.
I really appreciate it. But in any case, I hope that you will get it. the booster.
Yes. So I'm glad you got your first and second shot, and I'm glad that you are considering your booster shot. No, that's just one step.
And I'm glad you pointed that out, because there are people who the antibodies did not
build up in their
system, and so they are giving those folks a third shot.
Right.
It's different from the booster shot.
Yes.
The booster shot is, I guess, just the booster to increase the effectiveness
of what's already in
the initial vaccination shots.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier to one of our guests, and he was and a caller called in and was talking about schools not taking the temperature of the kids. Well, I have a 6-year-old grandson that's in school, and he takes a test every week.
Wow.
They take a test every week. So if you think that they're frustrated about wearing a mask, can you imagine being frustrated with somebody digging in their nose every week?
Every week.
Yeah, so that's everybody below the age of 13, I think it is.
This is something.
Yeah, it is.
Now, here on this campus, we all wear our masks when we come into the radio station. And there are people, if you need to get tested, you can get tested here on campus every week.
Yep.
Because a lot of these students, believe it or not, came here with COVID. They came here with COVID. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it has spread around the campus.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the people that came here that doing the right thing.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of people wanted to experience campus life, experience being in the, in the dorms. In the dorms. In the dorms, people wanted to experience that. And then they have to deal with somebody bringing COVID in there when they already took their shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wear their mask, and I think it's just unfortunate to subject somebody else to that.
So. It really is a different world.
It is.
And we can't, and honestly, as much as we use the phrase normal, we're not going to get back to normal.
Yeah.
We're not getting back to the way it used to be.
Yeah, because this virus is not going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
It's been here for years and years. Even though people think it's only been here for a year and a half, it's been here for years. In some form,
mm-hmm.
the coronavirus has been here already for years and years. Yes.
And honestly, we have the vaccine that has been proven effective in fighting it.
Yeah.
But some people still...
Or at least keeping you from dying from it.
And some people are still saying, no, I'm not... I don't believe this is real. I think that this is... The government has made it up, or the government has motives behind it. All of these deaths, I just don't get the motives that
people are talking
about.
Yeah, so how do you pick the people that you want to die from it?
I mean, it's just...
It's a conspiracy.
It is too many people have died from this.
Yeah. Yeah, and more people are dying. It's almost catching up.
Ugh.
The Delta variant is almost catching up with the initial COVID.
Yes, with COVID-19.
That is crazy.
It's scary.
It is very scary.
And I don't mean to scare our listeners, but we've got to make some choices. We have some choices that we need to make.
And, my Facebook page is full of people that are traveling, some every week.
Wow.
I mean, God bless them. I hope they stay safe.
I do too.
But it couldn't be me. It just couldn't be me.
So, folks, that's it for today. Make sure that you get all the information you need on vaccinations, your booster shot, all the stuff. Talk to your doctor. Get the information. If you are compromised, if you have underlying health issues like I do, you want to make sure that you are covered.
And don't forget the Saturday event
that
you can get your booster shot and initial COVID shots for free.
So, folks, we're getting ready to head out. We'll be back tomorrow, of course.
Okay. Two-Way Talk is a production of WEAA Radio 88.9 FM here on the campus of Morgan State University, produced by Justina Pollard and engineered by Andre Melton and Sean McBean. Stay tuned for the... Please join Two-Way Talk tomorrow for another great conversation. Good night.